And he sees the horses in the vision, then the sat on them, having breastplates of fire and jacinth and brimstone. Interesting. You know, they have fiery. Now the armor is fiery. And that denotes more than just, you know, the iron before. This is like powerful armament, powerful weapons of war, riding on horses with the heads of lions. That's symbolic, I suppose. You know, the like the things that carry them to battle. I mean, this could be some sort of, these could be symbolic references to modern weapons as far as how powerful and terrible modern weaponry is compared to the ancient weaponry. And it was shown to John, perhaps, you know, I mean, how would he describe, you know, the action of a tank firing its weapons? Yeah, I think if John had seen machines, I think he would describe them as chariots, perhaps, or of some sort of contraption machine. If there was, you know, I don't think John was given these visions of like tanks and then said, here, now try to figure out, you know, how you're going to describe this in your ancient way. He was shown what he describes is what he saw. You know, he saw these fiery breastplates and brimstone and burning rocks. And on their armor and these horses in vision and the men sitting on them on fire, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, as, and other mouths that should fire and smoke and, I mean, they're belching fire and smoke and brimstone. So what the degree of that is, that's the army of the horsemen, I suppose, that are being led or by the four angels or what? I don't know. It becomes kind of like one of those things, well, when we see it, we'll know it. I mean, I've sung this 1,000 times. I love this chapter. I love this trumpet. But I don't know exactly what to make of it. But the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which issued out of their mouths, that's what kills them. It comes out of their mouths. I mean, that could be a telling symbolic thing. Is it Armageddon they're leading them to? Is maybe what comes out of their mouth, the fire, smoke, and brimstone, sort of symbolic of the lies and deception that they bring out? Could be. They get killed by being led out to battle against in a hopeless cause. Their power is in their mouths and in their tails. For the tails were like unto serpents. What did the serpent do in the garden? He was a deceiver. Hath God said, their power is in their mouth and in their tails. The head is the ancient and the honorable. The tail is the prophet that teacheth lies. All those men, you know, who I don't listen to, but who are out there teaching prophecy, what about it? What do they have to say? Oh, let's go find out what these men have to say. They will lead us right. After all, they're the Bible experts. They will lead us to the rivers of water of life. But instead of waters of life issuing from their mouth, it is fire and smoke and brimstone in the spirit. It is, the tongue is a fire. It is set on fire of hell. That's what Jude said, or was it James? It was James. It is set on fire of hell. That is the tongue. It is a world of destruction. A world of deception. A world of iniquity. So when I read that verse, it makes me think, boy, modern weaponry or just good old fashioned spiritual power, power in the mouth. Cause power in the mouth and in the tail is,
symbolic.
The ancient and the honorable, he is the head. Who better than a gray-haired old guy, right? Who else do we look to? The older and more decrepit they look, the more trustworthy they seem. I remember, you know, that's what people say. How can you pick on an old man who only wants to serve God and blah, 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 blah? I don't really look at that. Just because they're old, all the more shame. You know, don't be a respecter of persons just because someone's old. I look forward to being old because I hope I could get a little more respect. People don't respect you when you're young. They don't. And now I've hit 40 and I feel like, hey, even in the Bible, you know, until a man was 40, he wasn't really considered a man. And you know what? I kind of understand. After having gone through all I've gone through, I feel like at 40 I've arrived. I always felt still a lot of child prior. In the years prior. I mean, leading up to 40, you start to transition. I don't want to leave you with the impression that it only can be interpreted in a very supernatural, literal way. It could be weapons of war as we know them, like the weapons of physical warfare. It could be spiritual warfare we're talking about. And death could be, he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. To abide in Christ is to be in life. And from God's perspective, when they worship the beast, when they go, when they listen and give heed to the angels, when they are given over to do all these things, they are being killed. Even if they're still alive, they're being killed. But again, above it says there would be a point where they would want to die, and death would flee from them. And now down here, they're being killed. But I think that verse 20 kind of makes you think like, yeah, no, this is actually death being brought about. And I think this refers not just to the sixth trumpet, but to the first four. The rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils, idols of gold, and silver, and brass, and stone, and of wood. I mean, that's what men, what is it? In a single word, it is things. Men worship things. They don't worship the Creator, they worship the created things. They love the things. That's what man looks to. That's what man derives his joy from, is the things, the works of his hands, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. I mean, they can make robots that can, quote-unquote, see. They have sensors. They can listen. They have microphones that can pick up sound. They can make motorized creatures that walk. The idol, in fact, they worship in the book of Revelation in chapter 13, the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. The image of the beast speaks. Why does it say these things cannot speak or cannot see nor hear nor walk? Well, it doesn't say speak.
It makes me think of television. The people on television talk to us, but they cannot see us or hear us.
They cannot walk to us. They cannot see nor hear nor walk. In the truest sense, a robot never walks. He never sees. He never hears. They never perceive or are self-aware the way human beings are. They just don't. I don't think they ever will. Obviously, such things can be created, because after all, God created us. So it is possible to create self-aware things. Whether man will do that in the time man is given to explore the universe, I do not think so. I don't think so, but that's just my opinion.